You are now listening to Let's Talk Battle Rap Podcast, the battle rap podcast of New York and the world. Follow the show on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Stay up to date with all of the daily news of battle rap culture with all of the latest stories, reports, stats, and facts. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at LTBR Podcast. Last but not least, log on to letstalkbattlerap.com for exclusive content and the latest merch. Enjoy the show.
All right, this is I can't because I'm just so upset as a fan and as a media member. But I wanted to do it for y'all. I wanted to let all y'all pull up. In the building.
What's up?
As a true fan of this shit, it's just unfortunate to see shit like that happen. But at the same time, it's like, how mad could you really be when you look at the essence of battle rap and you look at what makes it unique, what makes it, you know, worth watching? It's just unfortunate, you know, like from the whole surf shit to Chess being an upset. I don't know how to feel, honestly. Like, that shit is crazy, but it is what it is. Every dog has his day, and unfortunately, this shit was just back to back.
Yeah, man, it's terrible. I brought my co-host CC Gang Gang in the building. CC, we know we did this for the people, because I know everybody got a lot of frustration. I know you got some too.
Yeah, what up, though? I'm at work too, but I got a quick commercial break, but I'm not gonna lie, I can't really speak on most of tonight because the stream kept fucking up. I didn't really get to see most of the battles get completed. So, yeah, that's my fucking thoughts. Like, I don't even know how to recap.
No bullshit.
Like, that's not fair to the battle rappers. So, you know, I'm just gonna leave it there. Let the fans talk their shit.
Yeah, man. Permanent guest, man. Go ahead and mute yourself. Then we'll go to EFB. And we'll go to Jeremy.
No, friends.
Talk to me,
you
brother.
Kicked it off, and you said something very important. You said, I still got to be professional. And that's what URL still has not learned to do.
Mm.
You're a business. And I'm not just talking about the end where people are fighting. That's one thing. You mean you couldn't handle a stream with many viewers? You couldn't foresee those issues? You couldn't test something out? This is part of being a business. And we've seen this when they have cancellations and they write it on a piece of paper. They still think they're part of this old culture or whatever, but you got to run your business like a business.
Talk about it.
I'm not going to, I can't speak on the surf thing yet because we just saw the video. We don't know what happened. The worst right. could have happened, whatever. But that's one of your employees and somebody that represents you. And I mean, if he's in there yelling, smash him and doing all this, and I'm a Crip, again, you're a business. You have sponsors. Your sponsors don't want to see you yelling your gang affiliation like that. So that's on that. But just to talk about the battles, real quick, respect Calico.
Yeah.
Respect Charlie Clips.
Yeah.
I don't hear enough of it from y'all. Y'all saying Chess is going to 3-0 Calico. Get out of here with all that. Calico is top 5 all time. All right.
I love it. I love that you gave me some positivity because we did get some good performances today. I'm going to go ahead and let my man Brandon set it off. And then Jeremy, go ahead, man. Express your gripes for the night. Feel free to throw some positivity in there as well. I like what my man did there. I enjoyed that.
Friends, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Salute. Hi, CC. What's up? First thing I want to say is the Clips versus Lou. Any of y'all who bet Lou, y'all are crazy. This was obvious. Clips took him serious. You can see it from bar one. That's just how it was. As far as Cal and Chess go, we got to take into account anxiety as well as interrupting your opponent. Not that I'm taking from Cal, because Cal was fired as battle. But at a point, we still got to play within the rules of this sport. You know what I mean?
I feel like that.
Can I address that real quick?
Go ahead.
I've never played the NBA, played ball, high school, junior high, whatever, and we talk. And that stuff can get to your head if you're not careful. That's just part of the game. I know there's anxiety, but you got to learn how to deal with that. There's going to be people who are saying stuff and talking over you. There's going to be people doing hard fouls. You got to play through that. You can't sit back and complain Mamba about it. Mentality. So that's what it is.
Could I retort?
Absolutely, you can.
So first, I'm saying the anxiety. I'm not that. That's the first round I'm speaking on. Cal got that. I'm not even going to argue on that. As far as I'm talking about, like interrupting your opponent, that's the third round. We can't necessarily consider trash talk in a physical sport the same as trash talk and interruptions in a verbal sport.
Well, that's what I said. Call it a hard foul then. Call it a hard foul where it's bad sportsmanship. But
even if
to get hard foul to lay on the ground and not get up, that's on you.
Okay, but I have a question though. If you've noticed, like, I don't know if it's because, like, Cal hangs around Mook now, but a lot of them are, like, talk in their rounds. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, that shit is
A lot of them, like, a lot of them. Rex does it. Mook does it. Cal does. You know, like, it. Yeah.
But I get reactions. I get here and there, but I shouldn't be having a full-blown conversation. If this is a sport and we being professional, my head should be in the game. If it's your turn to rap, right.
Now, normally I don't condone the unprofessionalism on sportsmanlike conduct. It's just corny, but like, I'm not gonna lie, guys. Like, this is a battle where it doesn't make a difference, right? Like, the outcome is still the outcome.
I don't know.
I was about to say,
after that second, Chess could have got the third if he wasn't, like, if there was no interruption. All right,
all right.
He was there. No, he really did it. All right. He was choking. We're not doing that.
I feel like in this battle, it may not have made a difference, but let's go back to Mook and Calico versus Twerk and T-Top. That shit ruined the battle. Like, I need Calico to stop that shit. It's not cute. It's not professional. It fucks up the battle. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say. Hold that shit till it's over. Like, it's all about perspective. It's all about imagery. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Not the fans, not the crowd. Don't nobody want to hear that shit.
I agree with you, but like,
okay,
Chess.
That's not to take away from Cal's performance.
One at a time.
But okay, Chess was talking through his own. Chess was talking through his own thing, not even doing his lines, but kept talking back and forth, talking to the crowd. So he's kind of initiating that conversation himself. At some point, I'm just like, shut up and rap. You know what I mean? So
I've seen many battles, like John John versus Twerk, where Twerk literally told John John, shut up while I'm rapping. And like that. That was a whole moment before Twerk went back to. So we got to keep it a little consistent. If it is a sport based upon what you can do with your mind and verbally, we got to take into account to that just out of respect. Cause like I wouldn't. There's other niggas on the stage that like wouldn't have took that the same way. You know what I mean?
But it's been times when Chess like is finishing people's rounds. I mean, people's, you know, like. Stuff so
you can say the bar, the same that's energy, not, though, like that's a positive reaction. Me trying to disrupt you, dismantle you, and stuff like that, or me just disregarding you, that has a connotation. Mm-hmm. Chess finishing the thought about it, or I didn't have to, you know, I already thought about it. Like, that is camaraderie, that's me acknowledging that was fine. I like that. I have nothing wrong with you saying keep doing that or keep working through it. Or not
no,
enough.
Not that. Like, no, not like that. Like, if they're saying something and it may be predictable, Chess, like, a finish it with them. I know you've noticed that when he battles.
Yes, but in the same manner, that's not the same as having a full-blown conversation. That's not just talking through somebody's rhyme. If I say, if you are rhyming and you keep saying snack, tack, I'm expect you to say pack. Do you get what I'm saying? So if that's the case, I'm focused on your rhyming. That means I'm paying attention to you. I'm giving you that respect. Now, if you're predictable, that's on you.
I feel that, Brandon. Let's get Jeremy in the middle of this, too. Jeremy, man, you have any thoughts on anything you've heard so far or any parts of the night that you want to chime in on?
First off, as always, salute to you, friend. Salute to everybody over at LTBR.
Salute.
I'm not going to lie. This has been a very, very disappointing weekend.
Talk about it.
Obviously, with the Panic Room 6 main event not going down, mm-hmm. and, you know, all of this shit going on with the main event of AGS 2, I'm not going to lie. Calico debatable 30? Question mark?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to... That first round, the way that Calico really, like, counter-wrote that first round, I felt like that really gave him that first round, the way he was able to counteract all of the points that Chess obviously... Chess obviously threw up in the beginning of his round, and I feel like that's always been a consistent thing with him, is that he's letting all of the energy and that adrenaline get to his head, and then eventually turned into something else. But Chess is always known for this. But the wave, like, before I continue on, name another battle rapper who upchucks, comes back and raps his material like nothing ever happened.
Respectfully. Not throwing up, but Jackboy Maine got to get some love if we talking stuff like that.
First Lady Flames has done it. You know, there DNA's done it. A couple people have done it. You know what I'm saying? Not to the magnitude of a big room like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, especially not to the magnitude of the event that it is. But yes, other people have done it. But in terms of like a big stage, I don't think I've seen more people than not just do it the most. Because like they said, it's happened before when he was battling DNA on the one of the first Rookies versus Vets event that they had, and now he's done it here. So, and Charlie Clips versus Lou Castro, you could debate a winner all you want. I honestly think they both won in their own different ways.
Okay, I'm not mad at that at all.
Because Charlie Clips, you can say that he won the battle clear, but in terms of like new fans coming in. At one point, we had a little over 500,000 people watching. Lou Castro, you could debate that he won that battle for his own branding.
Honestly, that was the best Lou Castro I've ever seen, and it still lost. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, because that was his career-high performance. But that shows you that, you know, him at his highest, there's just certain levels, there's things to learn. He's going to get better from this, you know what I'm saying?
Quick question: would you say Lou's performance was better than Lou's performance against Charlie was better than his performance against T-Top? Because I feel like Lou did better against T-Top than he did against Charlie Clips. I feel like that was a better showing.
Lou Castro versus T-Top,
Big T,
not T-Top, Big T.
Oh, Big T. Okay. Oh no, you're good. You're good,
Mr. Chilaka Boo.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Bubble Boy.
100%.
Bubble Baby.
Bubble Baby.
It's a Bubble Baby. That's
we don't speak on Bubble Baby up here that frequently.
Yo, come on, friend.
No, definitely, Shay. Actually, you know what? I'm going to spin the wheel. I'm going to get some more speakers up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you guys down. Before I let you go, tell me your favorite performance over the weekend. It could be from any of the events, because I would love to leave on a good note.
For me, it was probably either Charlie Clips or Calico.
Okay. What'd you say, Shay? What was the best performance you've seen this weekend?
I didn't get to catch the battles yesterday, but from today, I'm going to say Charlie Clips versus Lou.
Look at that, man. 13 years into the game, still having performance of the night. That's what GOATs are made of. Brandon Permanent, I'm guessing you guys say the same?
I want to give a round. I want to give a couple rounds.
Go for it.
Charlie's first was unbeaten. Nobody would beat that. And Lou's second was probably the best fight back round I've seen since Rock vs. Chess.
Nice.
That's it, but thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me speak my piece.
My man, Permanent, before you head out, bro, what was the performance that blew your socks away this weekend?
You know, it would have been Cortez. He was coming for that dirty 3-0, so that's all I'm going to say. When this is eventually rescheduled, you're going to see about it.
Send me your plug.
there you have it, man. Permanent, as always, my man.
Salute. Appreciate y'all. God bless.
Salute. Jeremy, salute to you, bro. Hey, the chat said you sound like Bill Clinton. I like that. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking hilarious. Shay, I appreciate you tapping in, mama. Much love,
Thank
as always.
Thank you for having me.
Always. Appreciate the love. Let's go ahead and spin the wheel and bring some more, man. Some more people down there below. We got my man Chimp Bayless. We brought him up. You know what I'm saying? Brought my man Young Whirling to the stage. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in my man Plug down up here, too. Before you guys speak, we do got my man Titus in the building and Low in the building. Gang, what up?
And Tata down there.
Oh, wait, she's in the speakers?
She's in the listeners.
Oh, bring her up, man.
Tata, what up? Come up.
What you doing down there? Get up here, girl. What up? Yeah, what up, y'all?
What's going on?
Yeah, y'all hear me? I sound good.
You nah, sound like you in darkness.
You sound a little choppy, bro.
I'm sound not like you on the caffeine stream, bro. Sorry. Sound like you on caffeine.
All right, well. All right,
okay,
well,
darkness.
While you get it together over there, because you were in the building, so I want to hear some of your stuff from the building. Low, what's the word, bro? All right, yo, y'all not gonna come up here and not be ready.
I'm ready. If
you didn't ask me how I felt. I mean,
you got a co-host seat.
I'm just saying, you know, ain't nobody gonna get killed, smack. If he comes to Detroit, ain't nobody gonna get killed, smack.
Listen, Nina, if the stream wasn't working in Atlanta. How is the stream going to work in Detroit? There's no electricity there.
Watch your motherfucking mouth. I got to take a quick talk break, but watch your motherfucking mouth. I heard that shit.
She said it before I could even say anything. God.
Punk ass. Hey, speaking of Detroit.
Talk to me, Ross.
No, do you remember? Lambert. I'm listening.
Do you I will listen close, CeCe. Do you remember what that poll was for the Chess and Calico battle?
Like 65-35, something like that for chess.
Okay. Mm. That was nasty work. Salute the Calico for avenging that nasty poll.
Landslide.
You know what I mean? Landslide, absolutely. This is what GOAT top tiers do. Okay, bro. This is what GOAT top tiers do. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, bro. This is what GOAT top tiers do.
That's Hold on, Warren. Let's get into some more of our guests in the building, man. Plug, go ahead, unmute yourself, bro, and talk to me about this weekend, any given Sunday.
So, first of all, I'm going to say, serve no better.
Mm.
Serve no better, man. You've been the main event for a long time. We know what you do. We know better. You can't do stuff like that. I'm giving a performance of the night, the Clips, though. Because Clips was great.
That's a fact.
Clips was not playing, man. He was really scary, bro. You put anybody in front of that Clips, they did. Calico, on the other hand, was very impressive to me, bro. I'm not surprised with Chess. Everybody expected him to do so good because he did great against Easy. But I'm not surprised.
He did great all last year.
Yeah, like, it's like with Chess, it's a hit or miss. Smack need to sit him down like he just sat Twerk down.
All right, it's not that serious.
Relax. It is.
Yeah,
because
he went 4 for 4 last year.
How many before that? How many we gonna keep? You were just on the main stage. Again.
All right.
Hey, yo, how many before that?
Hold on, plug. I know we're gonna let y'all talk that shit. But I gotta burst this bubble. All right, listen. Chess's chokes are nothing like Twerk's. Twerk doesn't even get syllables out, all right? Chess is just going to struggle and give you some material, and you're going to at least cringily enjoy it. But Twerk, you're gonna not watch him rap. It's not comparable.
And if we're going to keep it a buck, the choking and the throwing up and the acid reflux, I mean, okay, bro. But Cal would have won regardless, in my opinion.
That's ready for that main stage. Put him back in a small room, man.
Yikes.
And put him back in a small room to get his mind back right. How many great main stages did he have last year? Easy was his best battle last year.
But that wasn't just his best battle. That was the best battle of the entire year.
It was the greatest battle.
Bro, do you understand? That might be a top five Summer Madness performance in history.
Hey, that is a fact.
All right, so we don't just sit somebody down like that.
But coming off of that, you should be able to complete against Cal, bro. You should be able watching what.
Bro, I think you're making it a little bit bigger than what it is. This is Calico reminding people the level that he's at. This is more so Calico getting his respect back. I don't think this puts his chest in the back of the line, bro. That's kind of crazy.
Cal talking through his rhyme. Is wild, because I did hear bro say that. That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
But at this stage in Chess career, you got to be ready for that, though, bro. You have to be ready for that. You laughing and giggling, no, you get fight through it. Like he said,
I mean,
he's going to take
that.
Cal was Jordan to him in this battle. stick in his head and shut him down.
You know what? I can't be mad. It's what he thinks, bro. It's what he feels. I respect it. Let's get Chimp Bayless to chime in on here. Chimp, what's the word? What do you think of all you've heard?
Yo, what's going on tonight, guys? Y'all guys can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so now I just want to start. Let's just kind of run down the battles. I know we were in here earlier this week talking about how we saw these things going. I think we, for the most part, we knew Danny and Av were going to have, like, that back and forth. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of break that one down quick. Av just, you know, all 3 rounds just had the energy, the crowd. Like, I think he has better crowd control in that battle. I had Av 2-1 in that one. I think Danny's third, he tried to do a parallel of the who am I, the whole drugs third angle that he
That's
tried.
Exactly how I felt, yep.
And it just kind of, yep. he dragged it out too long, and then he didn't, I think he should have, like, cut it halfway and then gone into some punches, maybe, like, a few more, like, you know, punches to round it out, but just trying to parallel that drugs angle, it just didn't pan out this time around. So I had Av 2-1 in that one. I gave Danny the second. Then the one that I really wanted to talk about was Charlie and Lou, Cash, which mm-hmm. which is kind of what we were talking about earlier in the week. You know, we were talking about, I think I brought up the word, like, diffuse, and I kind of paralleled it to the twerk battle. And I think that's kind of how it played out. You know, Clips took some of the energy away from Lou with the, not to say that Lou wasn't high energy because he was, but, you know, Clips kind of took back with the, hey, big dog, oh, you a little dog, look at these dogs, like, you know, kind of the jabby jab, the stabby stab, like, you know, he took his, he kind of did what he did to twerk in that second, but he yeah. spread it out over the first 2 rounds, if that makes sense. So, like, you know, kind of that word diffuse that we're talking about earlier. So I definitely had Clips in that one. I think it was kind of harsh that the crowd was chatting 3-0 that early into the third round. Like, I'm not saying there wasn't a 3-0 or 2-0, whatever you want to have.
It was a little unfair. It's a little unfair.
Yeah, it was, like, very early into that third, everybody was like, 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. And I like that Lou took it. You know, he was like, all right, it is what it is. But, like, you know, he wasn't bad. He was really good. Then the battle after that, we had, Cal and Chess. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to harp on what everybody was talking about, like, him Cal talking through the rounds. And I think I kind of agree and disagree a little bit because, like, talking through the rounds, that is, like, bad sportsmanship. But if you do it the right way, then it's gamesmanship, you know, like, if, like, the way Charlie Clips would do it where he tries to dap you up laughing, oh, that was good. But in reality, like, that could throw somebody off, but it's seen as gamesmanship instead of,
that's
like,
a good point.
Like, you know, like, if Clips laughing with you, dapping you up, oh, but he hits you with the psych a lot sort of thing and, like, it throws you off. It's not seen as Calico saying, oh, I got a bad bitch calling me right now, or, like, having a conversation with his clique or his group, you know, his little posse that he brought with him. So I just think, like, the way you do it makes the difference between gamesmanship and bad sportsmanship. And then, like, then for the last battle, unfortunately, we didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
I think Cortez got saved on that. So, you know, hopefully that – at around 11:30, they come back talking about some. Oh, we're gonna do it.
Let me chime in on the first two things. I want to talk about the first two battles: Danny and Av and Castro and Clips. So I want to get the gang in this. So I want
hold on, friends, before you start. Shout out to Miles in here, Midwest Miles. Hi, bro.
Oh, salute to Miles in the building. Yeah, actually, I was about to toss it to you, Nina and Titus and Lo. What do y'all think of Av and Danny? Because, like, I remember a long time ago in our shows and in our caffeine chats, nobody thought Av could beat Danny.
I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Shut up, darkness.
And CC, if you're there too, I don't know if you had a break or not, but you remember.
I want to say specifically that
yeah,
I told Av to his face on Summer Madness 7, it was a dark moment, that I told that I thought Mad Papa was going to beat him.
Nasty work.
Yeah, I know. And then
That's nasty.
So I said, all right, I'm never picking against him again, even if I think he's going to lose. So because I saw this coming up, I said, well, I can't pick against Av, so I don't feel bad at all.
Yo, West Coast RV, Danny, don't lie.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hold on, Titus. Who was betting against Big Stage Av? Come on now.
You know it was all these Yikers.
Uh-oh. Never that's crazy.
Here we go. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. 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 Darker.
Man. Man. Man, so add different away, on that stage, man. I don't know so what it away, is, but his style translates so much better on that stage, yeah, man.
You said Avs' style translates better on the stage?
I said Avs, yeah. Big stage Avs, man.
Avs did good tonight.
I could think of two performances besides this where I would have agreed. I don't know if I would say in general that's true.
Well, I mean, Five Summer Madness is a known combined. Like, he's, oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, my God.
If we're comparing the two, like, has been on big stages more than Danny Meyer.
Anyway, nobody said it's anything about Danny. You got to be the biggest Danny fan. You love bringing up Danny more than anybody.
We're talking about Danny and Av. What are you talking about?
You lucky Tata. You lucky
we was
Tata.
Talking about Av being on big stage.
Let's get,
you
let's get toxic.
Out of nowhere.
You lucky Tata.
We talking about Av.
Toxic Sunday. Let's get it.
And you said you talk about Danny and Gnomes and Summer Madison. Always bringing up Danny. Hey, man, you got a crush on Danny Myers?
They just battled.
Don't panic. Danny Myers will notice you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You snuck onto Yikers Island on a little boat. That's what you did. You loved Danny Myers. I knew what? I figured it out. I get it now. I get it. Don't be so startled. Don't be so startled now that someone figured it out.
Hold on, y'all. Let's let Plug get in here. Go ahead, Plug.
I think to his point with Danny, man, Danny is dangerous, bro. I mean, we have to respect what Danny does, bro.
You got
to
respect them rebuttals, man. He did four of them things.
Man, look at...
Don't tell Ty that. Can't tell Ty nothing good about Danny.
Look at what he did to Rock.
The rebuttals were good.
Rock is not the opponent of on any stage. And for Danny to do that to Rock, we have to respect him. You feel me? Like, Danny is very dangerous, but Av just showed up tonight. Av showed up and was ready for what Danny was going to bring. He was ready for them rebuttals, bro. Oh, we got to give respect to Av, too. You feel me? Because Av is coming. When he grab hold of one of them top tiers, it's going to get scary. It's going to get real scary.
Wait, when he grab a hold of one of them top tiers, he's battled so many top tiers. There's no one left for him to battle.
I feel
what you're saying.
Nowadays, we want to like if he run into a Geechee, if he run into a Surf, what is he gonna do now? You know,
he tweeted that he has a really big battle coming up, like a really really big battle. So I'm interested to see who he has next. Yeah, he said it's gonna shake the battle rap world. So I'm interested to see.
And you know
who he got?
It can get very dangerous for them if they play with him. If they play with Av, it's gonna be dangerous.
All right, let's get the gangs to talk about Castro and Clips because we didn't get a chance to chop it up. C, Nina, Lowe, Titus, what y'all think of Castro and Clips, man?
Castro was fire, but Clips got it. I'm sorry. Clips had that. He just showed control. He had that.
Go ahead, Lowe.
That was one of the first times. You know, people love to say someone's back as long as they do good, don't matter how good they do.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the first times that I really felt like, oh, man, that felt like old Clips. That felt like unstoppable. No one can do anything Clips.
Mm-hmm.
That was reminiscent right there, minus the middle of the third round. But, yeah, that was crazy. And it was crazier was Luke Castro wasn't bad. He got overpowered.
No, Luke Castro was really fucking good. Titus, what's the word you were in the building for? How'd it feel?
It felt very bad in the building. It felt real dark and Castro. Like, dark. Like, it felt dark. Like,
I was expecting some compliments.
Bro, he would rap, and we'd be like, okay, that was good. And then Clips would rap, and they'd be like, there was like 1-0, and it was like five bars into it. I was like, oh, this is going to be a long night. And then the second round, he would rap again. It's like, oh, look at Castro. And then Clips would rap, and it's like, it's 2-0? Y'all said 2-0? Oh, okay, yeah. Whew, it felt bad in the building.
Who kept throwing in a towel? Like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, what was that?
Yo, I don't know where that towel kept coming from, but it kept appearing. That towel kept appearing. I don't know where it came from. But,
man.
Yeah, I feel like that was the best. That's the best Castro I think I've seen.
Same.
It just happened to be against Clips. And, like, I mean, maybe it'll look better for him on cam, because I don't believe Clips ages well on cam, you know? Maybe he can get, like, half a round. But in the building, yeah, it was like...
Yo, personally, man, like, I've been pretty critical of Lou Castro, but I'm going to admit, like, right, that was a performance that I'm just like, wow, like, that's the best version of you I've ever seen. You're good on the stage. But when you give somebody like Charlie Clips all of your slogans to flip, all these sound effects, all this, like, you just give him too much things to be creative with.
Right.
Clips was just straight like, green release all night.
Yeah. Having Clips go second is also that's the problem.
Yeah, that was weird. Why would you want to let a freestyler go second?
It's like a cardinal sin. I was just about to say that. Right. I thought that was stupid.
And then like
on his part, right, and overconfident, then, you know, that he can go, you know, first, yeah, and feel comfortable with Clips going second, and we know that he's one of the best freestyles. Period. I just thought that was stupid. But I also was going to say, like, I agree with what Jay Black said after their battle. Like, no offense to Lou, but, like, you got the belt. You should have put that belt on the line. Like, what's the point of having these men in that Madden belt and y'all just walking around with them as props? Like, put that shit on the line or give that shit up.
And, he was scared. All
right, man. Let me go ahead and start spinning the wheel. Chimp, Whirling, Plug, I appreciate y'all. Let me go ahead and bring some more speakers up here. My brothers.
Thank you.
Salute
to y'all, Salute to y'all.
We got Bum up here. What you think, Bum?
Oh, salute Bum Nitty. What's the word, bro?
My heart. What I'm always out.
No, I'm playing. What's good, everybody?
You shitting me?
What up, Bum?
Yeah, what you got? Who you got?
What were y'all talking about? I just pulled up. Y'all talking about Lou and Clips?
Yeah, we talking about the whole event.
Man, whole event. It was good. I fucked with the energy overall type shit. I thought Danny and Av was really dope, even though Danny stumbled throughout the battle. I had Av 2-1, first and third. I thought Danny's, he had like 4 or 5 rebuttals off rip. And then I fucked with the whole like straight like that scheme he had with the spine shit. I thought that was dope. Lou and Clips, it was kind of difficult to watch because my stream kept fucking up. I don't know if it was just me. I know other people have problems with that battle, but it looked like Clips was just dominating like every round. I heard Lou had one of his like career highs, but Clips was just different. The rounds I did watch, I did get the Clips though. And then Chess and Cal, I had Cal 2-1.
Fire, bro. Yeah.
Go ahead, hey, yo, one thing on Clips and Castro, real quick.
Go ahead, Titus.
Like, sometimes, like, niggas just gotta glow, and Clips had to glow tonight. Like, he got a dog. If a nigga gets a dog scheme off on you, you have no chance.
Oh my god.
Right.
It's over, you know? He got a dog
team
off on Castro, and they got applauded all the way through,
bruh.
Listen,
nah,
DiGiorno's. What was the Chihuahuas?
Oh, I forgot about the DiGiorno scheme. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, he got a lot of terrible material
that was
off.
So
and,
bad.
He got a lot off, bro, and it all got praise in the building, man.
Nah, that
thing, he tricked us. He tricked us. He always does.
Clips be tricking y'all, man.
Yeah. All right, man. We brought in 3 new speakers, man. We got my man Hula in the building. We brought my man Almo, Texas. And we brought my man Stadium. I'll let any one of you brothers set it off. What you think of Any Given Sunday? What's the word, man?
Well, I guess I'll go first.
Sir.
Again, salute to you, Prince, for having us on.
My brother.
I thought the event was going to be on great trajectory to being one of the best URL events that we've seen in a while. I thought the energy in the building was fantastic, which I was surprised by, especially because of an Atlanta crowd. And we talked about that, I think, on either yesterday or Friday. We talked about how Atlanta can be a little bit shaky, baby. But
facts.
But the energy
no
was cast great.
No, great crowd.
Facts. Ad and Danny started off the event really amazing. I predicted Danny 2-1. Mm-hmm. And coming out of it, I had Av 2-1 winning the first and third. I thought Av's first round was one of the best rounds of the evening, like probably top 3 rounds of the evening. I think I can appreciate what Danny did with the third round. Little bit too long-winded.
Okay.
A little bit. I feel like when you do a round like that, you're taking a risk.
Mm-hmm.
like creatively, which I can, again, I can appreciate that, but also it was just like, it was a little bit too much. I thought, I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts?
Let's get Almo's thoughts. What you think, Almo?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Shout out to LTBR, CC France, which y'all do.
Salute, salute.
It was actually, I liked the three battles that came out and we saw. I mean, I feel like it's being overshadowed because the stream was so bad. Like, I missed some of Danny's second. I missed all of the second round between Clips and Lou. So that kind of messed it up for me, but. Yeah, but the battles, I mean, what I saw was dope. I mean, I feel like I got Danny first and second. I feel like he had slight stumbles in his first, but I liked his material more.
Yo, hold on real quick before you continue. When he stumbled, did everybody, like, panic for a second? Did everybody get nervous?
I know.
Yeah.
Yo, friends. Yo, friends.
Yeah.
Yo, when he stumbled, the first thing I thought about was your tweet with the timeline. I said, oh, shit, here we go. I was pissed, bro, but you got it back.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get nervous.
Fan, I mean, he takes so many battles. I mean, we're just on pins and needles every time he raps. I'm not going to lie. But he got it back. he got it back. I felt like his material was better in the first and the second. I mean, the nigga had like four rebuttals in the second. I feel like he took that clear. And I gave Av the third clear because, I mean, Av had a hella haymakers in there. And Danny's kind of angle, it kind of dragged on a little bit, even though I thought it was well written. And as far as Charlie and Lou, I feel like Charlie showed levels. I feel like he won that kind of clear. He controlled the crowd better. He had more reactions. I mean, his bars were crazy. Lou was rapping really well, though. I mean, I don't want to shit on Lou at all. He had a really dope performance. And I don't know. I feel like people sleep on the vets. I mean, people were sleeping on Charlie. People were sleeping on Cal, but they're vets for a reason. I mean, they've been here so long for a reason, and they kind of showed why they've been here so long tonight. So hopefully, you know, Sue and Core, it goes down. I wish they would have done it Cal and Ill Will style and done it in parking lot or something, but, you know, eventually they'll have it. So
we'll see what happens, man.
They still might do something tonight. I don't know.
I kind of doubt it.
They were still trying to figure it out. Well, they were still trying to figure it out when I talked to them before. Trying to figure out what they're going to do next.
Let's. Bring up my man Savage Vandross. Let's get him in the mix, and then we'll go back to Hulus. He could get the rest of his thoughts on the car. Savage, I know you have a lot of words for tonight. I'm ready. Don't get nervous now.
Good talk.
Get nervous now. All right.
Still. What happened? Who's speaking?
I guess not Savage. All right, spin the block when you're ready, man.
Grab the water.
Spin the block when you're ready, man. Hula, what you think of the other two battles? I didn't get a chance to hear.
Grab that water three.
Your thoughts on Castro and Clips and Callan's chest.
So, I think it was Almo who said this, but I also had like major streaming issues with specifically Castro and Clips, and that's. To me, that is pretty inexcusable. I saw this tweet earlier. Like, for Genesis, that, you know, I can, you know, it sucks, but like I can excuse that because that's the first event that's on caffeine, mm-hmm. right? At this point, like, you've been doing this for 2 years now, and you know, it's inexcusable to me to have streams be that bad, like consistently on the regular, like across the way. That it's just as a streaming company, as a broadcasting company, that's just like that can't happen. It can't. And like if I was Smack, honestly, I'd be pissed. I would be pissed if I was Smack. Because like the bits and pieces of what I saw from Clips and Castro was fantastic, but my stream was so bad that I couldn't even determine a winner of the second and the third. Now I had Clips in the first. I thought, you know, and based on what I've heard, like Clips was incredible. So you know, I yeah, I wish I could see the rest of the battle, and hopefully I will. I didn't get a chance to watch Resolution 2. Was there also streaming issues?
There's been streaming issues the entire year thus far. I want to put that out there. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm just gonna say it. All right. I'm just gonna say it. I want people to remember this is an extremely niche culture. All right. There's no reason for people to have egos as big as it is in battle rap. This thing is such a microscopic form of entertainment. Like, once you guys get a taste of the real world is out there, respectfully, I'm not trying to downplay battle rap too much, but it's just like, bruh, there's no reason why 10 years later, a stream's still not working. All right? For God's sakes, professional pillow fighting is a bigger and more organized and structured industry than battle rap. All right? And I'm not even kidding. You can Google professional pillow fighting, and there is a league of professional pillow fighters making $25,000 a fight. All right? Like, this is unfathomable. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm just going to go off. All right? I don't like when people say, why are you complaining about free content? Motherfucker, I can't watch it. It doesn't matter if it's free. I can't consume it. Two, yep. I don't like when league owners try to just sweep complaints under the rug in less than 24 hours where it's like, yo, hold on. We were investing all this time, energy, and my schedule to you, especially if I have to pay to watch your product and I can't even get to watch it, to enjoy it. Like, I have the right to complain at this point. You know what I'm saying?
This is why I say battle rap is not ready for mainstream. I don't think, beyond CC, beyond being ready,
I don't even think it's meant to be mainstream.
And that might be the sad reality, because we can't get our shit together as a business, as a culture. Like, this weekend, look, I'm very disappointed in this weekend, period. I'm disappointed with the ladies. I'm disappointed after this bullshit. Like, it was very tough for me to try to stomach through, trying my hardest to get back on caffeine, get on the app, restarted my app, closing my app, restarted my phone, turned my Wi-Fi on and off, restarting my Wi-Fi in the crib. Like, it was just too much. I don't care that it's free. My time is money. My time is money. I could have been out here and got a bag instead of fucking with this shit all goddamn day. Like, that shit's fucking annoying.
Yeah, like deadass, I am eating dinner at 9 o'clock because, like, I was like, oh, do I have time in between battles? Do I have time? And I didn't. I felt like I didn't, but then.
What if you're one of the special international fans across the world and you have to break night or wake up in the middle of the morning to consume this? You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like, oh, we global. All right, it's cool. How about you cater to the entire global audience the way that you really want to? You know what I'm saying?
Didn't they just have a trailer for Kings versus Queens talk about we gonna open it up for the world? Well, I would hate to be across the pond and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I gotta deal with this fuck ass app not working. And right. I got work tomorrow. It's Sunday. People got work.
Do not come here accepting
all the praise and then get mad at the cheeks when you fuck it up. Like, you can't have it both ways. All this credit, people want all this credit for, like, doing the bare minimum, you know, getting all this attention. But then it's like you're still operating like you're not that business that you think you are.
It's just overall, like, if you just look at the art form as a whole, it's not easy to digest. For God's sakes, like, you can watch people that are seasoned battle rap fans in the middle of a battle not watching the battle, let alone people that are not real consumers of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, 20, 30, 40, 50-minute battles is not really sustainable for it to grow to a casual audience. So that's one. Two, I can't even try to present this to a casual audience without being embarrassed. Because if I would have tried to throw a pay-per-view party for Queen of Ring or URL tonight, I'm looking like a goddamn idiot. For God's sakes, you know what? Everybody says don't complain about free. Let me give you a free story, right? I've said this before. I'll say it again for people who's first time hearing it. I went to Summer Impact Reloaded. Free event in Queens, right? Free event. I'm like, hey, let me bring my friends to a free URL event. They've never been to a battle rap event. You know how the night ended? We got pepper sprayed, right? Imagine telling your friends you want to take them to a free event, and the night ends with y'all getting pepper sprayed. Free is not always good.
And look, I don't know what the hell's going on. I just seen a photo that really just made me even more... Like, somebody could have died tonight. I just saw the photo, Nina, you just put in the group chat. Like, somebody could have died tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You talking about the shoulder? Or the arm? That's ass, man.
Yeah. Like, somebody could have... Like, bruh, I don't... Battle rap, I just hate it here sometimes. I really do.
It's trash. I see why B-Dot want to leave.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I see why people cover it away from the events. The people that don't go to events and cover the events are the ones that have the most lucrative opportunities. And I understand it. Sometimes it's not always worth being outside. But let's go ahead and spin the wheel, man. Hula, I appreciate you pulling up, man. Almo, salute to you, brother.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me, Prince. Appreciate
my man,
it.
My man. Let's go ahead and bring in some news.
Thanks, let's go.
Salute to you, appreciate bro. It, salute, salute.
Hey, salute to y'all. I might get out of here. I'm about to get some food. Let me get my final thoughts real quick. Know what I'm saying? I hope y'all apologize to Ev, because a lot of y'all said some ridiculous things. Shout out to Three Battles were good, man. I want to highlight the battles. Let's make sure we highlight all the performances tonight more than the nonsense, everybody. You know
I think
we did get some good battles, some good performances.
I think we did a good job. I think we did a good job talking about
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I just want to put out there. Oh, you're going to do that. Oh, you're going to come leave while Tata come on. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, Darkness. You're going to leave while Tata pull up.
If she went left, I was going to hop on Tata. I ain't going to lie.
I see you.
If she went left in the video, I was going to hop on Tata for sure.
I see you dipping out, Darkness, while Tata pull up. I'm going to eat. I see the energy. I'm going to eat.
And
I'm
talking about food. I'm
gonna
holler at y'all later.
All right,
let's play the game.
Can I make an Oscar announcement?
Go for it.
That's important to the culture.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Questlove won an Oscar tonight. I'm watching it on TV.
Who?
Questlove.
Fire.
He won an Oscar just now. He's doing his acceptance speech. That's big for the culture.
That's fire.
I think it's for that the summer of, I forget. It's like a documentary about some old school, like, throwback concert that happened back in the day. But yeah, I thought y'all should know that.
That's what's up. All right, man, let's get Tata to pull up, because Tata was in the building. Gang, gang, what's the word?
What's up, y'all? I lost my voice during Danny and Av, so very early on.
And we saw you on that stage. You know what I'm saying?
Love. Yo, it was lit. Big stage Tata.
Big stage Tata.
No, but for real though, y'all, I really, up until what happened, I thought that the event was pretty dope. I thought the atmosphere was really cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't no issues. I didn't foresee anything or have any bad, like, vibes or bad energy. Right. Like, so it was crazy because I had went outside real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, where that shit went down at, I was right there. Right before. I had just went to the tunnel to go roll me a blunt. Okay. God. And then all the police pulled up. So I'm like, all right, it's time to go. Let me check on my people, make sure they good. But outside of that moment, y'all, it was a very good event. Definitely enjoy myself. A lot of people came out to support the culture. I know that the culture has Av winning. Y'all know I got Danny first and second. I felt like he got the second clear. I felt like Av got the third clear. I appreciated what Danny did, but I had to agree with what somebody said about it just going on a little too long. I feel like if he did this little creative thing with the Av, and then mixed it up with some punches and that energy that we love Danny for, then that round could have maybe been debatable, but I feel like Av took that clear. I feel like the first could be debated, but 2-1, yikers. So that battle was dope. Their energy was dope. It was a good way to set off.
I felt like I was in the building watching it through the screen, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like their energy was incredible, and just the love and the back and forth that they have for each other, and then the shit talking they have back and forth for each other, the fives that they slap, Danny jumping off the stage, laying on the stage after he rebuttals 4 times, like, this shit is a cakewalk. Like, the battle was just really, really incredible. Having that third to me was wow. Then we had we went to Chess and Clips. And I ain't gonna hold y'all. I didn't get to hear none of that battle, but this is what I would tell y'all. Well, let me tell y'all why though. It ain't like I went outside. Like, I met Keke Gotti. I was talking to Casey fucking J. I was buying merch, you know what I'm saying? I was still out there.
Yeah.
I was still out there in the halls for the culture. But they did have it up on the screen so you could see it all around center stage or whatever. So
what's
I was
up.
You could feel the energy from that battle in the hallway. So I can't wait to be able to watch that battle, but they definitely was going crazier for Clips. So I knew he won that battle. without even hearing it. But I gotta, you know, do my due diligence. I'm not no group thinker. Y'all know that. But the energy from their battle all the way out into the hallway was dope. So Cal and Chess, damn it, that shit had classic written all over it. I wish it could have went different, but I do have Cal 2-1 on that. And then obviously we didn't get our main event, but hopefully we'll be able to complete that objective in the future. But yeah, I'm gonna post some pictures and stuff, y'all. Tonight was lit to me, but again, once I see blue lights, that's my cue to go. I checked on my people. Easy, the block captain was straight, so that's the main thing. Gutter City, he was good. I met Greedy Gotti, y'all. I know what he looked like. They were straight. So everybody that we pretty much know in the culture, like, I don't know, I don't think anybody that we know was directly physically hurt. But I did see a video, so prayers to that person. Hopefully they are okay. Hopefully everybody got out of the situation okay. Nobody went to jail. But that's just my recap for the night and my voice. I love y'all. Hit me up on Twitter. I gotta go. Yeah, I just got to the house. I'm tired. My feet hurt. Hey, I need to roll the blood.
RIP your voice. Get some tea. Get some good rest. Good job. Right. Good job today, gang.
Right. You know bye, my tata.
I love y'all.
Love you too, man. Love you.
One other thing. You know, LTBR lit. I just gotta say this. Somebody saw me standing like in the walkway, and they saw LTBR on my shirt. His name is Chris. Shout out to Chris, because he was like, made sure he got my attention. LTBR, I love LTBR. I fuck with y'all. So I said, I'll make sure I'm gonna shout you out, and I didn't forget, even though I be high.
Gang shit.
All right, gang.
All right, man, we do got some people up here on the roulette. My man Savage is back. He got it together. We got my man Day One Lion Legacy in the building. And we also got my man, Mr. Remarkable. Sound like you were in the building, Mr. Remarkable. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was definitely in the building.
So Tata's experience, was it similar to yours? Did you feel the same?
The event was crazy, you know. Barring everything that happened at the end, the event was crazy. The Av battle was... I wasn't expecting him to do what he did. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I thought Danny was gonna really go in there and take him out, but Av stood up in that third, like, for real. Like, he really took over in that third. He surprised everybody, for real. I ain't gonna lie. And as far as the Clips battle, he took over from the jump. And I think Castro messed up by letting Charlie go last. You feel me? Like,
terrible.
Because when Charlie went last, it was over. For real. Like, it was over. He started crushing shit bar after bar scheme. You know what I mean? But Castro did his thing, though. You feel me? He tried to stand up, but it's different when you're standing in front of it. Like, he a goat for real. You know what I mean? Like, he got years under his belt. He really a monster for real.
That's a fact.
And as far as for the last battle with Calico, man, Chess just had an off night. Like, it just wasn't his night. You know, like, it's just too many different things that was happening in there. You feel me? And the crowd was not digging that when he started going, and then he had to stop, and you know what I mean? And then Calico hit him with the acid reflux joint. I'm like, what you gonna do? You know? But people still had Chess winning, though. And that was the crazy part. People still had Chess winning 2-1.
Yeah, they need to be drug tested.
And that's what I was telling them. And, you know, everything tying together, because now I'm hollering at niggas at the bathroom, and we going back and forth like, no, Calico definitely took that shit 2-1. Some niggas had the 30. I didn't have the 30. I really had it like I gave Chess the second round. And that was that. But soon as I walk out the bathroom, homie is on the floor.
What?
Yes, bro. I'm there. Like, I'm inches away from the nigga. You feel me? But it's like 30 seconds after everybody peel off, they picking Buddy up. They trying to get Buddy back together, and that's how crazy that shit is. I walk out the bathroom, that nigga's on the floor. You feel me? So like, that's the whole battle of the night. That was every event.
Oh my goodness. All right, don't go nowhere, Remarkable. Let's get Savage to chime in. Savage.
Yo. I'm good. Am I good this time?
We hear you loud and clear. I'm ready. I'm ready for the sermon.
Yo, it seemed like somebody screamed out Rolling Loud back there. This shit was wild. I think every battle was pretty clear. Like, I had Clips with a 30.
Yeah.
I had Av 2-1 first and the third. Cal 2-1 over Chest. Yo, when Cal said, yo, you throwing up doing battles, we know this nigga never slid. I was done. I said, oh, Cal.
That was heavy.
Like, he was talking to him. Like, it was a decent event. You know, and I feel bad for Cortez. It was just like his moment to shine. He's like a little raisin in a sun moment. And I don't know if this nigga's gonna ever get that battle back. Cause he's really a replacement for B-Dot to begin with. Mm. So it was like, And I doubt Seth taking him in a small room. Cause he wouldn't be able to, you know, do his thing to him. I'm like, damn. You know, so
they gotta have that battle still.
Man, the crazy thing, you only had 6 battles and 2 events for a whole weekend. It's some wild shit. It's like, I'm like, God damn.
Any performance you liked a lot this weekend though?
Cal's in my top 5. So it was just like I expected Clips of 30 Lou, because Lou is nothing special to me. But yo, when Cal get in his bag and he just starts sliding, it's just something about the way Cal talked to niggas. This shit just is effortless. It's like, I just don't think niggas give Cal enough credit, because it's like he's always like second guess coming into these battles. Like, he's always the underdog for some reason. I don't know. Like, this guy didn't 30 math. He didn't beat Surf before. He didn't beat some of the best battle rappers in the world. And people were always sleeping on Cal for some reason. Shit, even I had him losing going to his battle. So I can't even think.
But, shit, even me too.
But yo, man, Cal be doing his thing. I was like, shit. He got Chest ass up out of here, because I ain't going to hold you. Even without the chokes, I still would have had Cal winning based on the material. Like, Cal was talking to him. So it's like, if some people want to break it down to them chokes, it's like, nah, Cal still would have got that first pretty clear to me, even without the choke from Chest. Cause like,
I don't know about that. Chest wasn't really missing.
Man, Chess had a 10-minute round. He took like forever to even heat up. Like,
that choke was bad in the building, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie. That shit seemed like an hour that he was trying to get that shit put back together for real.
The entire round was 20 minutes. I timed it.
Like,
Jesus.
I didn't think he was coming back out like type shit. I was like, bro, like, what the fuck going on?
Damn, they had a whole last supper doing Chess round. That's fucking crazy.
Okay.
That's cold.
You have arrived.
Yeah.
Wait, what round are you talking about?
First, the very first round from the jump off, he had like 3 bars, you feel me? And then, you know what I mean, shit went left. And then after that, you feel me? That nigga was like, he had to get his whole shit back together. Cause he was, what I mean? Cause he was throwing up and shit.
Man, I'm so disgusted with this weekend. Cause I really had 40. I thought she was going 30 venti mocha, and then for her to come out,
no,
you
bombing.
That shit
fucked
me up.
We're not doing that.
Bombing.
We respect the Wally round here.
Yeah,
we
I'm sorry, that's funny.
That's hella wild.
You're like, I'm fucked up out here. My 2 favorite battle rappers, 40 and Surf, they both let me down. This nigga screaming Rolling Loud.
They rolling.
Imagine getting your ass quick. Now you gotta lean on the cane to get out of that motherfucker.
Y'all better lean better, keep alone.
He was leaning on the cane. She didn't get up. But man, y'all wild, man.
Man, Harriet Tubman ain't free to slaves for that shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a bad look. That shit shouldn't have ended like that.
All right. I feel like I need to cleanse the room again. I need to sage the room. Lion Legacy, please. Can you help sage the room or fuel the toxicity?
I'm not saying your shit, because I'm not saying you're talking about.
Nah, friends, we always say let the people speak.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. Speak your piece.
Let me start by, nigga, just got home from Georgia.
I'm already was sick. I had a few homies that wanted to watch battles, never seen them before. I said, bet, there's an event on this weekend. Slide through. Of course, they pull up. I said, it's not going to be long, only four battles. They pull up to the crib. So first, I missed the Danny and Av battle. I only caught the third round. I liked the angle Danny took with Av. I wasn't feeling how long he took that shit. That shit's forever. I was like, damn, Danny, you kind of stretching this out. I felt like Tay Rock in the bottom, bitch. Like, I was not feeling it. Then we go on to Lou and Clips,
uh-huh.
Yeah, my whole stream was lagging like a bitch. So now I'm sitting here with a bunch of people here with me. I'm like, yo, it's not always like this. They're like, you sure, man? They catching bars here and there. They missing shit. But I gave that Clips. I had Clips with a 30 on it. I definitely got to watch it back, though, because I did feel like Lou had some shit, and I felt like the crowd wasn't reacting to it. Mm-hmm. I thought Lou was pretty dope. I already knew Clips were going to win at 30, but I'm glad Lou didn't have as many dry spots as he normally doing in battles. So definitely shout out to Lou on that. Then Cal and Chess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I like Chess, right? And I'm going to give Chess his props because Chess did well. But the throwing up, coming back, I'm glad he was able to butter that because you see Cal already had it in there for him. So the fact Chess was able to butter it, but then he gave us that long-ass choke. So now I got to sit here and I got to stare like I don't know what the hell going on while people sitting to my right like, damn, this is crazy. So I'm over here like, look, y'all going to like Surf, though, Surf Fire. Man, all we see is getting canceled. Everybody, what happened to the last battle? I don't know, bro. I'm about to go to sleep. Y'all boys got to leave. I'm tired. It's time for y'all boys to dip. I don't kick everybody out. I was hot. I was hot. Nigga couldn't drink nothing today. So to see that from the whole URL standpoint, business-wise, I'm mad at this consumer. Friends, that's why I want to join when you spoke about it earlier. Because I'm one of those fans who have people here, and this is the perfect opportunity for you guys to get them a battle rap. We came up from a good Chrome 23. I didn't catch the full card yesterday, but I've been seeing all the reviews with the 40 thing.
Yeah.
Now today, man, this is exhausting.
You know, Battle Rap has a weird relationship with his fans. Like, battlers love to blame fans for any and everything. Never hold them accountable. Right, yeah. I won't lie. Fans in all areas they be wilding, right? But like, this culture kind of lives off the backbone of its support base.
Yeah. See, battle rap, you need both. You need the negativity, and I know a lot of us don't like it, but you need it. That's where our angles come from. That's where our battles come from. It happens, but there's a certain limit to it. Like, we get fans as rude and disrespectful and weird, but they say dumb shit. We don't need those kind of fans. Somebody told Twerk he should die because he chokes. Nigga, he got a family. That's dumb as fuck. Today, sir, you was telling Stumbles what he did with Snake Eyes was childish. Now, I seen a picture sir posted, so, you know, there's leeway to that. But professionalism, you speak about being professional all the time. Have this handled in a different manner because your name is now tied to the sir. We love you. We don't want to see you get caught up in nothing like that. You know what I mean? I wasn't there, so I can't speak on a lot of shit. I'm not one of them. I can't speak on a lot of shit. But, of course, as fans, we don't want to see Surf get tied in that shit. And I feel like that's the part that hurts us a lot more than not seeing the battle. I know everybody wanted to see Cortez do his thing. So was I. You know, I had Surf winning. This was a big opportunity for Cortez. I can't say it's ruined. I'm pretty sure that how you have that first initial thought of how it went through. I do hope everybody is good, though, for those who made it there safely. Of course, I wanted to be there. I was tired. I was supposed to go to Atlanta. I was exhausted as hell. I'm glad all my people's made it home. Tata, Titus, Barry. Glad you're all safe, man. It's all love.
Well, that was well said, man. That was well said. We did bring in a new speaker into the roulette. Got my man Interim. Go ahead and unmute yourself, bro. I would love to hear your thoughts on tonight's Any Given Sunday.
Yo, the freaking the event was good overall. Well, the battles were good, but the event was bad. Like, that, I never seen that before. Yeah, first Av and Danny. You know, Av went crazy. I wasn't surprised at all. Like, he always knew he had this in him. I just wish people stopped with the narrative that he can only punch. He been doing the angles and like he been having a sense of humor. He got stage presence, all that. So I wish people stopped with that that narrative.
The problem is once a stigma is born on you, people just kind of just let it live on you forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I know at the beginning, like of his career, even like when he was going crazy, like he kind of didn't have like that energy there. But I think he's improved on that for a while, and it's been like that for a long time now. So like people gotta stop like give that up at a certain point. But yeah, you're right though. Once you get the stigma, it's kind of a wrap, and Av kind of just like that old like the funny old dude. So people don't really. Like, people come and just give their jokes. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me come inside here and apologize to Detroit, too, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. I thought Cal was going to lose. I really thought Cal was going to get his ass kicked. Cal showed up. You know, I'll eat that. Cal was fire. From everything I was able to hear from Cal, I thought that shit was fire. That's the Calico I've been wanting to hear. So I'm glad what happened. I'm kind of mad at Chess. But I think even if Chess was to get his material properly, Cal would have still won that battle.
We accept your apology, Lion Legacy. You know, you could always come to Detroit. You off the no-fly zone list.
Whatever.
I'm not gonna come because y'all don't. I still don't got power, but you know.
Yo,
talk about it.
That's why you're gonna get robbed. We gonna make sure you get robbed. I'm gonna talk to that
city's electricity, bro.
I'm gonna do the robbing.
Drive without tires on
your. Yo, Lion Legacy, talk to that city's electricity, bro.
Take away his speaker privilege. Since the nigga
in New York with rats. Like, what are we doing? Like,
yeah, there's rats everywhere, all right? There's rats everywhere. We can't control that.
No, yes, y'all can. But, y'all can stop being dirty.
That Cal Willie Beeman bar was crazy, too. Because I was like, yo, that's probably the best Willie Beeman bar I heard.
Like, nah, it was Cal saying to throw up shit. And he was like, I don't throw up. I'm going to with the bitch. I tell her to swallow the kids. Dog, that whole shit was fire.
Yeah, that probably went the first for me.
Yeah, I thought it was really dope how Kyle like took the opportunity to like write about that because I mean Chess has happened before, but it was a while since he like really like threw up that much. So the fact that he wrote that and kind of like worked out perfectly for him.
I think when you battle like a known choke artist, you kind of have to always have like a choke thing in the stash just in case they do it. True. So that way you can like address it and it like you look like a genius. Imagine Calico went first and said it and then Chess throws up afterwards.
Oh, that would
be no lie. I was thinking that shit earlier. I was like, if Cal went first and did this and you threw up, this battle went over as soon as you started.
That's a fact.
Man, come back, Briz.
I like the slid. Like you throwing up on the battle. I know you ain't never slid. That's crazy. That was crazy.
I was thinking that like when he first did that, I was like, that'd be a fire bar if someone said that.
CC Nina, do y'all remember? Y'all remember how that Calico bar went when he's like son of the kids. Matter of fact, I just told him to stop and swallow. I forgot how it went, but like he just kept referencing kids, and then he talked about his girlfriend and the kid. Like I forgot how it went, but that shit was so crazy in the first round.
Wait, was Cal angling? Because it sounds like a little bit. It
definitely was.
It sounded like I'm like, is he doing something? What is he doing? What's this angling that he doing? Because that second round was crazy how he was talking to him.
Bro,
yeah, first that's when Cal he said, I ain't throw up on my first bitch. I told her to take the kids and
there we go. Thank you. That was insane.
I like when he said when he talked about the throw up on the pants, like
that. He won't even hang around a nigga no more. And you,
like the nigga that had your throw up on his pants, you don't even rock with no more. Like that's crazy. That's fire. Yo, I just have to say this real quick, but Will Smith just slapped the fuck out of goddamn Chris Rock, and then told him to keep his wife name out his mouth. And then I'm gonna go back on mute.
Yes,
he slapped the shit out of him.
The fucking fire.
Hold on, can somebody like find that and pin it to the Jumbotron, please? Like, I need to see it.
Oh, it's all over the place.
I just tweeted it all over the place.
Hold on. Yeah, converse while I find it.
Yeah, everybody choosing violence today. I'm here for it.
All you gotta do is type in the video. I guarantee you'll find it in 2 seconds.
It's probably on your timeline.
I just saw that video.
Chris Rock bars next event.
He brought Philly out. He slapped the crap out of him.
Bro was in the middle of the mall.
I didn't have to search it. I just started scrolling and found it.
Right, he said, uh-oh. And then he just slapped the crap out of him.
Like, I put it up there.
Jesus Christ.
He
pimped him.
Rock Will slap bar. Watch.
Yo, oh my Will God. Had perfect form, too. He had perfect form.
Hey, that's some Gutter City shit. I just want to point that out.
He might have been slapping women and somebody. He might have been back slapping somebody.
Hey, yo.
That form is I'm just saying. That's different.
He got in a little trouble and his mom got scared.
I just pinned
off. Somebody said, where was this energy with Easy? Hold on.
Yo, that's incredible. I've just watched it like 40 times.
This is what happened.
I keep rewinding it back.
You are a degenerate.
Like, you not black, because the black part of me would have came out. Like, I don't care about these Oscars. What's up? He just said, like, yeah, it's jokes. It's funny. No, he just slapped you. On his mama, he slapped you.
And he didn't do shit.
On his mama, he slapped you. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, he slapped you.
Held his cheek in shock. Oh my God.
That was like actually seeing turn the other cheek.
That's what A-War mean when he say turn the other cheek.
Will Smith
means A-War
because he did
that
in the front row and said, "Keep my wife name out your fucking mouth." He went right back to his seat.
I knew it was up when Jada rolled her eyes. I'm like, oh no, it's up. She rolled her eyes and he was just laughing. Walked over there, slapped him and sat back down. Like he didn't even crease the jacket. Like
bruh, I said it was perfect form.
West Philly.
Yo, everybody, I gotta tap out. But thanks for having me up, everybody. You know it's all love.
Appreciate that, bro. I'm trying to think of the best battle rap bar that goes with this. Like, this needs to be like a clip or something. This is amazing.
Yo, you know the next battle, everybody gonna be saying
right
fucking bars.
He would have did that to Dave Chappelle though.
Ooh.
Tay Rock in trouble for us.
Oh, that would have been a comedy fight right there, boy. That would
yeah. Dave would have swung back. He would have swung back if he had it.
You don't fight with a nigga who smokes cigarettes on stage. You just don't do it.
That nigga don't care. He smokes cigarettes on the SNL stage. And you can't. So he don't care. He does not care. I'm here for it, though.
He the honey badger. He don't get no fuck.
Right. He would never host the Oscars. So, I mean, we okay with that. I'm okay with that. He'll never host that.
Tay Rock and Ill Will going to be hearing these Will Chris Rock bars for a minute. I'm telling you.
Wow. All right, man. That was. I love this video. Now I'm gonna watch it like 10 more times when we all finish the show.
Talk about the Hitman Holla announcement at all.
Well, I wouldn't want to call it an announcement because I felt like they fake were like bidding the battle. Like, cause Smack didn't confirm. Like, oh, you know, I'm gonna get it done. You know, politic. Like, they didn't say
it's just
like
that if you want to see it. Like, if you want to see it, make some noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, good ass Smack.
It felt real. It felt like an auction.
Man, they playing with my emotions. Man, they need to.
Did they use the word volume?
Did they use
Hitman
said it in his freestyle?
Oh, they better not. Oh no, he said he don't need to be in the volume because it's wrong.
Oh, okay,
watch already like loud enough.
I think Jay Black said that it wasn't an announcement. It was just, I guess, a tease. Yeah.
He said it was an announcement.
I'm not gonna front that when Hitman had that bar, I was just like, you had to pick that one. Like, you know, couldn't pick a better one. could have won with no bars.
Like, Geechee was like, yeah, all right. Anyway.
He ain't gonna get his best stuff off for free, man. Come on,
no. Anyway.
Yeah, but you can't get off no mid neither. We gonna drag you. All right, man. We're about to close up shop in a little bit though. But we did bring my man Corito up. You can go ahead and close us out for the night. Corito, what's the word, brother? Unmute yourself.
What's good people?
Yes, sir. What's the word, my brother?
You know, I can't even lie. Like, at first I was getting those good vibes, like, oh, shit, we having, you know, a smack battle on Sundays, you know, the good old days. He opened up at 12 and then leave about 12:30 the next night, you know?
Oh, my so God.
I figured, you know, it'd be one of those. So, you know, they started off with, you know, Av and Danny. And I don't know, man. The simple fact that Danny had a battle, the week before, and he's got a week and a battle the week after. I was fully expecting him not to be polished, and he was there about 80%. You know, he had a like a stumble, I think, in his first,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of killed the vibe for me because I was basically waiting for him to. I mean, I don't know if it's PTSD or something. You know what I'm saying? But I was waiting for him to choke. Now I know that sounds bad, but I was.
I'm not gonna lie. I was nervous when I saw that site. I think we all were, right?
Yeah. And like the round was good, and then Av just like went the fuck off on the first round. And I think he clearly took the round due to, you know what I'm saying, Danny's, you know, like not as polished. So he took that round. And then Danny came back out, and what's just crazy is he had a freestyle about, you know, because I think Av had that Tony Bro bar about the fight, and he had
we didn't talk about that bar. Manage a fight like Tony Bro is crazy.
Yeah, he had a bar about stumbling, and like nobody caught it, but I caught it, and I was like, holy shit, that was brilliant. So I think the second round was debatable. I gave it to Danny just for the sake of having it 1-1, you know, because everybody in the BRC likes 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, Av came out and he did his thing. I think he sealed the deal because Danny's third was pretty good, but like it was a lot of build up, but he didn't seal it for me. He didn't connect the Av to anything. He kept saying the Av is this, the Av is that, but he never told us what Av was. And I think he dragged it on a little too long, so it was just kind of like he left the door wide open. And so I got Av winning that battle clearly 2-1 to me. Well, the next battle was
Clips and Castro.
Yeah, Clips and, oh my God. Castro did pretty good. Like I like Castro on stage, but I feel like he's a star. But I mean, I reverted back to, it was like back to YouTube Clips day. Like Clips was in his bag. I had Clips 3-0. I'm sorry. Like I don't know what round you can give Castro, because I mean, even when Clips wasn't to par, his freestyles were better than some of his writtens. And he knows how to control a stage. Like Clips in ATL and his Wild Now bag, he's a different animal. So I mean, I gave it to Clips 3-0. Then there was Chess and Calico, and like I really didn't expect too much from the battle. I had Calico winning before the battle as an upset, but I don't really think it was too much of an upset. I think it was just, you know, Calico did everything he did as a vet, you know, to win that battle. Especially when you had Chess, like, doing the hyperventilating thing in the first round. I was like, oh, shit. You know, here we go, you know. The Chess of old. He finished the battle, but, you know, I had Calico winning clear 2-1. Possibly 3-0. And then I don't know what happened, but all hell broke loose. And yeah, it just got really messy. So I was like, I didn't know if, you know, Smack was going to release some type of press comments and that, you know, he was going to complete the objective and stay tuned for more, you know, details and all of that and shit. But I was really looking forward to that battle. I think a lot of people were looking forward to that battle, so I don't know how they were rescheduled, if it would have the same allure. I know people want to see it happen, but I was kind of thoroughly disappointed in that, man.
Hey, bro, you and all of us as well. You know what I'm saying? It was a tough weekend for the culture. But you know what? I'll say one thing, too. We do got to remember, ultimately, like, this is a very raw, rugged place. So, like, we're talking about all this negativity, fighting, guns, violence, and, you know, words are powerful. Tata tells me this all the time. Words are very powerful. After a while, you just end up speaking some shit into existence. So, like, fights and little scuffles and shit, like, they can happen very frequently at battle rap events, but it's just unfortunate because, like, it happened consecutively with, like, yesterday and then today. We didn't get main events yesterday. Like, it's just...
I do have a question for Ants.
Go for it, girl.
So, do you think that, like, we should go back to, like, it being no people? Or can we keep trying? Can we keep trying?
Unpopular opinion.
because I remember when I went to the first event post-pandemic was John and Ace, right? And if y'all remember, that car had like 5 battles. The event was like 8 hours long, 2-hour delay. And then it hit me like, yo, after a year and some change of watching battles at home for a scheduled time, starting on time, finishing on time, you know what I'm saying? Battles being under 25 minutes, like this method of going to an event, standing up on your feet 8-10 plus hours and being in such liability of an area, like it's not sustainable. Like a battle rap event is physically taxing on everybody. The staff working it, you know what I'm saying? The rappers that have to perform, you know what I'm saying? You as a consumer, because you have to stand all fucking day. And Nina and Cece from the era where we used to go to venues that didn't sell water or have seats, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
CC and the tickets was high as fuck.
Yeah, I used to come in with heels.
Like high, like I think I paid like $600 for 3 VIP tickets.
Oh, bye.
They were like, and all we did was like buy VIP tickets because we thought they had chairs in VIP. No.
Okay. So, I don't want the big stages to go away, but I do feel like it's, I don't know, I just doesn't feel like it's sustainable long term. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, what did you guys think about the whole Hitman and the Geechee promo? I felt like Geechee 3-0 maybe.
You don't think Hitman getting around? You niggas is wild.
You give Hitman the
Hitman
on URL?
Hitman on URL, y'all are wild. Hitman on URL.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I feel like he might have won the battle because he kind of put the pressure on URL to book the battle.
Yeah,
but I don't think the battle
didn't book. Go ahead, interim. I feel like you want to say something about these 3-0s. Go ahead. What you going to say? I saw you speaking. Go ahead, bro. Interim.
No, I was just saying that I don't think he getting 3-0 at all. It's Hitman. Yeah. It's Hitman at the end of the day.
Right.
Right, it's Hitman.
Yeah.
What we doing?
Yeah, but I kind of...
What?
Yeah, man. But I think that's it for tonight for me, man, and everybody tuning in. I appreciate everybody pulling up to, you know, talk about the performances, express their frustration. We as a culture took an L this weekend, and hopefully we bounce back, right, guys?
We'll bounce back.
I guess, nigga. I don't know.
He was like, you looking for affirmation for me? Like, I got nothing to say. But, all right, man, as always, let's talk battle rap. We will post this roulette. On all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast. We'll be back Tuesday on Caffeine. Probably Wednesday as well, right? CC Wednesday. We'll see if we do another Thursday show because I definitely want to recap some more stuff that went on throughout the week. A lot of stuff happened that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
It was definitely a lot of other good events that happened this weekend that we didn't get a chance to talk about. So we're going to talk about those this week and give those events praise.
Hey, listen, man, iBattle got their main events completed this weekend. You know what I'm saying? They had 2 dope cards. They probably didn't get any spotlight. Next week is the finals for Bill and Pass. Like, we got a lot of things to, you know, the battle rap wheel keeps spinning. So, I know the vibes.
This too shall pass.
I'm just going to say it felt like that Calico taking off the buffs a little bit, but that was just me. Go ahead.